I'm George Walker. The first weekend in October, at Hundredth Hills, there'll be live theater with Scott Hoffman's The Children's Crusade. Then on the second weekend, it's Ghost Tape No. 10, directed by Sam McHale. There'll be a BCCS screening of both pieces on October 13th. It all began back in May, and here's Christina Detour to talk about it.
In May, my niece came through. She was a Tisch graduate. Because of COVID, was basically forced out of New York. And so all of the Tisch theater graduates who would have had their senior projects staged for the New York theater community did not get to do that. And that is a calling card that many of them rely on. In the course of the 5 days that she was here, it just a sort of a whimsical idea came up, and she said, God, I wish there's just no theater anywhere to be done, and I wish there was someplace that we could do some theater. I said, this is an artist residence. This is what I've been working toward. Why don't you do it here? And it started an idea, and then we all started brainstorming, how in the world can you do safe, distant theater during a pandemic? It was an idea that sort of caught fire, and she recruited Sam McHale, who's graduated Tisch as a producer, and they curated the residency. They picked the actors. They cast a wide net. Not all of them were available. And so they picked the actors and they picked the other director. Then I worked with them and we ironed out the details of the duration. We ironed out the details of how we would keep them safe and then how we would keep them isolated and then how we would make this thing happen.
So you've got a couple of performances coming.
We do. So the first show, which is Children's Crusade, written by Scott Hoffman, is staging on October 1st, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's based on an actual event that happened 13th century. A group of children decided that they were going to kind of save the world and make this religious crusade. They set off to accomplish that. And Scott's setting of that idea is set in current times with a group of kids who are going to attempt to make a pilgrimage. And the piece itself addresses issues of faith and where that's placed and, you know, the extremes to which people will go to meet the requirements of that faith. And then we stage on October 8th, 9th, and 10th, Ghost Tape No. 10, which is a devised piece. I was actually just talking to Sam McHale, the producer, and he said, the manner that the piece is being devised in is like nothing that he's ever seen and is amazing. They're coming at it almost like writing for television, he said, with groups. The entire group is meeting and then two people will go off and devise a scene and then bring it back to the director. And he believes that it's not going to present at all like a devised piece, like it's going to present like a completely edited, fully realized theatrical piece.
How are you going to keep the audience and the actors at Hundredth Hill safe?
We are keeping within the county guidelines for very small audiences, outdoor, socially distanced, circles in the grass, masks on when outside of your circle, so that people are not even walking through each other's airspace. And all of the residents have been, they took their third COVID test yesterday, but they've all been isolated since October 1st here. And they're also going to do a live stream performance at the Buskirk Chumley on the 13th. We'll live stream both of the shows. Great sound, great streaming quality, great lighting, everything. Everything you could possibly ask for in the very difficult world of theatrical streaming.
Christina Detour of Hundredth Hills describing an audacious theater project, presenting the Children's Crusade on the first weekend in October and the Ghost Tape No. 10 on the second, a live stream at the Buskirk Chumley Theater on October 13th. I'm George Walker.